This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Jim Ryan is joining us. Starbucks is opening a new coffee shop in Texas, which is really not that big of a deal, except that it's the first 3D printed coffee shop. Jim, how did they do this?
Well, they got a big machine out there, and maybe you've seen 3D printers in a small scale as they create small plastic items. This is a large scale operation involving a large printer that essentially laid down layer after layer of concrete, and it looks like it. You can tell sort of the striations that go around the building. This is a drive-through only Starbucks, Susan, and it just opened on Friday. The first 3D printed Starbucks in the whole country out of the 17,000 that the place that the company operates, and we'll see now if this one goes well. The company may decide to open other 3D printed Starbucks.
3D print, I mean, people have this idea of just, you know, the whole thing, just a big printer, what you start spraying and all of a sudden it pops up. But what, so these are different pieces, they're printed off-site and then assembled right there?
No, it's assembled, it's created right on site. This 3D printer, this giant mechanical arm that lays down it's almost like a toothpaste tube, laying down rows and rows of concrete, a tube laid out on top of another, until you finally get to 10 or 12 feet or whatever the height of the building is, right there on site. And then they pack up the arm, the mechanical arm, the tube that carried the concrete, move it on to the next job site. It's being used in residential areas around Texas and in different parts of the country. It's seen as an eco-friendly way to build houses. Houses, by the way, that are made of concrete and are almost impervious to the kinds of hurricanes that they sometimes face there in Brownsville, where this one has been opened.
What about cost? Is it cheaper than the traditional method of building a...
Cost is... It's similar. It's a similar price, but the theory is that you save money over time. You don't have siding to maintain or bricks to try to replace if they break. And so essentially it's a permanent structure that's there, can be broken down. And by the way, the concrete can be then recycled in the future and made into a different building.
Wow. It's a pretty incredible technology. Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan joining us, a 3D printed Starbucks, and now you can be waiting in line and saying, hey, they built this building faster and you're making my Frappuccino.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.